Hi, I'm Alice Bowler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the things that, let's face it, doing what we do, there's a lot of fun stuff that's involved in that. One of the things that happens is that you get invited to lots of stuff where you get to taste all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And while we try to give most shows, you know, sort of a theme, sometimes, you know, you've just tasted through, you got, you know, one from over here and one from over there, and you just grab all these goodies
and
it becomes odds and ends.
That's right, so. Yeah. And I pulled out my trusty little reporter's notebook.
Okay.
There it is.
That's right.
Because I've been to a bunch of tastings lately, I've been going through it and found some things that I really like that made a great impression on me. So I thought I'd mention them. Have a nice list here. We'll put it on the website because there are some very tasty things. First of all, from the very interestingly named Spy Valley in New Zealand, their dry Riesling, $20. It starts light, finishes big, great acidity, great fruit. Boy, this made an impression. Really, really good intensity to
this.
They
do good stuff.
Very good stuff. And it doesn't hit you over the head. It's got good balance to it. So Spy Valley's dry Riesling was excellent. I'm a real sucker for medium-bodied Italian reds. And the Barbera d'Alba, I think, has a lot of potential in it. Here's one from Fratelli Alessandra. And it's their Barbera d'Alba from 2014, again, $20. This was a lovely wine. Just a mouthful of flavor, soft, delicious, deep fruit, but without a whole lot of weight. Man, I mean, that's just, what's wrong with that?
That's great.
Nothing at all is wrong with that. Really, really fun. I had the pleasure of being introduced to a new label that I was unfamiliar with from South Africa. It's called Paul Kluver. And I tasted through their portfolio. The thing that struck me, Hugh, was how well made these wines were.
Interesting.
Just, you know, international style, international quality. Let's start with the Sauvignon Blanc. This is a wine that made a big statement. This was not a shy, retiring Sauvignon Blanc. But it didn't taste like New Zealand. It didn't taste like California. And it didn't taste like Sancerre, something like that.
Right.
From the Loire. It was its own animal and its own identity. I liked it a great deal. And it's going to sell for about $17.50.
That's not bad.
So it's not bad for a first-rate Sauvignon Blanc. They also made a Riesling, and this one really knocked me out. It's from the 2014 vintage, Hugh, and it was a dead ringer for an Alsatian style.
Really? That bone dry, really
bone
mineral?
Bone dry, but yeah, deep fruit. Deep fruit. Great acidity. Great sophistication. Perhaps not the easiest wine for everybody to like, but if you do like good dry Riesling, the Paul Kluver just was just wonderful. They make a Pinot Noir also that is a dead ringer for a good quality village Burgundy.
Wow.
And this is good quality, not just, you know, kind of throwaway stuff. But
right.
This is good quality. So you have medium fruit, nice concentration, doesn't go overboard, not a ton of complexity, but everything that is there is really, really correct. Finally, from a property I haven't heard of before, Rhiannon from California, their red blend. This was the value of the tasting. I think this bottle is going to sell for about $12.50, $13.
Okay.
This is big, old, yummy, deep red barbecue wine of the first order. And you probably need to buy a case of this to get through the summer. I could not believe how much flavor they packed into the Rhiannon California red blend. Really, really nice, and it gets my value pick for the week. So there's some odds and ends to try. We'll put them on the website so you can look them up. I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.